If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I already hung up, Dan. You know when somebody hangs up, and you know what
it's
I mean?
It's so funny. Jay Foreman.
Did you hear how I had to turn him off real quick?
Because
I had to be sure.
I was not sure where he was going with that. See, this is why we need to do like the ticket plus, so they can actually
take with this song Ticket After Hours.
Yeah,
you got to come in after midnight.
Yeah, they need one so they can hear
when they're
the
driving
stories
home from the bars and stuff.
So they can hear the stories in between breaks, like the stuff that we talk about in breaks. So we're talking about this whole defensive back thing, right? So that was going to be your jam, except for you fashioned yourself to be a running back,
right?
So,
well, I mean, you know how it is. Your dad was a great running back. They just put you in that position. It'll be no different if, like, with the Mannings or anything like that.
Did anybody – well, the Mannings, I mean, what else were they going to do? Cooper played receiver.
he was cold, though.
But that was a mistake because he got hurt.
Yeah, but he was cold-blooded, though.
Yeah, no, he got hurt. You just stay behind the line. You don't have to worry about
that. Yeah, that's true.
It ain't for everybody. So, for you, for the people that were recruiting you, were the bulk of them running back recruitments, or were they these defensive back recruitments?
There was very few that were looking at defense. Nebraska kind of like recruited me as an athlete. You know, Ron Brown was the receiver coach, and I'll never forget. Well, before he came, they'd send you like their media guide, and I remember looking at the stat sheet with, you know, Abdul Muhammad that year led the team in catches. It was like they were like, "Oh, he had a great year. He got 27 catches." I was like, what the hell is this? 27 catches? I was like, there's four guys at the Gophers that got more than this. It was like 27, you know, 18. And so I was like, man, what's up with the receivers?
Just blocking.
He was like, oh, you know, they play a big role in our run game and chop block. And, you know, he's like, but you'd be a great addition to help, you know, change. I was like, oh, no. I'm not coming to college, roll around on the carpet for 4 years. No way. Check that off. Then I saw a young fella by Lawrence Phillips against Florida State, and I saw he was a true freshman. I said, well, he'll be here at least two more years.
Uh-huh.
So, and then they had, you know, other guys too. So, because I was looking, I was like, well, yeah, that's probably – running back is probably going to be, you know, I'd be waiting for a while, you know. And then I got here, and George Darling – we had got Octavius McFarland, Trey Creighton – and Eric Warfield, so he had three DBs, and I think we had another one, and so George Darlington in the nicest way, he was like, "Oh no, nah, man, you ain't good enough to play safety, right?" And I was like, "What?"
Yeah,
I was like, "Dude, it could be illegal for me to play safety." Well, they had like Mike Minner and all those guys, so you know, I mean, he was like, he probably just turned his nose up at me, right? I was like, "Okay, cool." Then so Kevin Steele didn't have a linebacker recruit in our class. So at that time, Coach Samuel coached the defense, the rush-ins, which are defensive ends, and then Coach McBride did defensive tackle. So we had defensive tackle recruits, and then we had rush-ins. We didn't have a linebacker. So Coach Steele didn't have nothing to do. So Coach Steele was like, hey, look, man, you got big shoulders. You look like you got a frame. You want to learn how to play linebacker? And I was like, cool, and that's how I got the linebacker. See, but that, everybody that, else that, looked that, at me as like most the people that didn't do their homework only looked at me as a running back because of who my dad was. So that kind of like eliminated him there. One of the best places I was thinking about going was Wyoming, but there was nothing to do because one of my best friends, Marcus Harris, was an All-American receiver there. And Joe Tiller was the coach. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're going to be doing this. And I was like, dude, I looked outside. I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't do Wyoming. But I'm going to tell you this. There's two schools that were in the old Big Eight. One of them, and that's because I went to school with one of the biggest – one of my friends, his dad is one of their biggest alums. Homeboy came with a brown bag. He said, what's it going to take? So I was like, oh, man, you know, I got a little – oh, I'd worked all two summers to get me this Chevy Celebrity out there. And, you know, the top was coming down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he didn't tape up.
Up or nothing. Okay. He was like, oh, no. He's like, that's it? And I was like, you serious? He's like, yeah. I was like, well, $10,000, right? Just BS.
A number, right? It's a number.
Hey, I'll never forget. I was eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes because that was my deal, right? Chilling at the house. Chilling at the crib in my little BVDs or whatever, Fruit of the Looms, right? Chilling on the couch, man, eating a big old bowl of Frosted Flakes. It's like, who the heck is this, right? Coming over, right? Dad was, you know, he was gone somewhere, so I thought I was chill. You know, when you got the house to yourself, I was kicking it. I thought it was like Tom Cruise, you know, he was sliding around in his drawers and a dress shirt.
Straight risky business.
Risky business. You know. Answer the door. There he is. He's like, this is what you wanted? I looked in there. My jaw dropped. I almost like peed myself, man, because I had never seen that much cat. You know what I mean?
Nobody had.
Right. So I was like, part of me, I was like, I probably needed, I wanted to take it, but then I knew I shouldn't. I was like, man, I can't do this. My dad's not here.
Okay, so.
And I'm not going to tell what school.
So we're going to drop what was scheduled at 5 o'clock because I do have to ask you this question. Because.
I never got any money.
The thing that, no, I'm not asking you, but we both know people who got cash from several places and kept it.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
We're going to talk about it. We're so
I wish I got some cash.
We're so going to talk about
that. I ain't getting no cash? Can I get some?
Because your pops had cash. Your pop had cash.
He ain't no cash, man. I can tell you
your
that.
Pops had cash. We'll talk about that when we come back. Those bags were always interesting. We'll talk more on Old School Top of the Hour.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Fall in love with low prices. all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.